Can you see both of us?
你能够看不看到我们两位?
Because we dimmed the lights.
因为我们把灯, 关小了一点。
Brother Wang was afraid that you won't be able to see us.
王弟兄怕你们看不到我们。
So you can see us? Okay, we see you too.
好。
And let's all look to the Lord and see the Lord from our hearts.
我们一同到主的面前仰望他自己的容脸。
Yeah. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we thank you for meeting us this evening.
主，我们感谢你，晚上我们能够聚集在你的跟前。
We thank you for your sure promise.
我们也感谢你，你给我们那有确实的应许。
Two or three that are gathered in your name, you will present yourself in their midst.
两三个人奉你的名聚集，你就与我们同在。
Lord, we have the assurance that you are with us tonight.
我们晚上有这样的把握，你与我们同在。
Your presence is our true blessing.
你的同在就是我们的祝福。
But we desire the fullness of your blessing.
我们实在愿意你的丰满在我们的中间显明。
Open our hearts toward you.
开启我们的心向着你。
Help us to fix our eyes on the Lord Jesus.
帮助我们定睛在我们的主耶稣身上。
We commit our time to you.
我们把我们的时间仰望在你的手中。
We commit our hearts to you.
我们把我们的心也归向你。
Lord, we desire to meet you tonight.
主，我们愿意晚上与你面对面相会。
And we know it is your desire to meet us as well.
我们知道你也乐意与我们来相会。
And therefore we give you all the praise and all the thanks.
我们把一切的赞美感谢都归给你。
We ask it in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名。 Amen.
It's so good to be with you, brothers and sisters, for these few days.
能够与弟兄姊妹在这几天，我们一同在一起，非常的宝贝。
And we are indeed blessed already by the Lord.
我们已经蒙了主自己格外的恩典。
But there's much more.
但还有更多的。
And much more and much more.
还有更丰富更多的。
So should we turn to Romans 11?
我们一同来看罗马书11章。
And we'll read verse 29.
我们读29节。
Romans 11:29.
罗马书11章29节。
For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
Verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
For who has known the might of the Lord? Or who has become his counselor?
谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him?
谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
The last evening we share, God is the beginning of all that is good.
我们昨天晚上交通到神是一切美事的源头。Because
God is good.
因为神就是良善。
Everything that begins with God must be good.
从神来的都是良善的。
And all that God begins,
那神所起头的,
and through the process that he will have to take us through,
透过这一个必须经过的过程
The end is all unto him.
那一个结局都是归于他。
Now what is unto him?
那归给他是什么意思
It is just like when Adam saw Eve for the first time.
就像亚当头一次见到夏娃的时候。
He said, this is the flesh of my flesh, the bone of my bone.
就说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
He's me.
他就是我
And when they are united in one, that's glory.
当他们联合合一的时候，那就是荣耀。
Now I understand that we have a nice wedding here this afternoon.
我知道今天下午我们有一个很好的婚礼。
I have to ask our newlywed couple to forgive us.
愿意今天下午的结婚的新人原谅我。
Because we were not here to witness that beautiful event.
因为我今天下午不在这里来见证这一件美好的事。
But the Lord, may the Lord bless you both richly.
愿意主祝福你们两位。
Now, brothers, you are all witnesses of this wonderful wedding this afternoon.
弟兄姊妹，你们今天下午都见证了这一个婚礼。
Now, every time we witness a wedding,
当每一次我们在婚礼那里见证的时候
We, brothers and sisters, we had to renew our vow to our Lord Jesus.
你跟我弟兄姊妹我们都要在主面前更新我们向着他的誓约
Because we are his bride.
因为我们是他的心腹
Brothers and sisters, let's not forget everything we witness a coming together of a man and woman remind us we and the Lord Jesus one day that wedding will take place.
所以弟兄姊妹我们不要忘记当每一次在婚礼上我们看到两位结合的时候我们就再一次受到提醒我们有一天要与我们的主来联合
And just remind us that our God is jealous for our love
我们的主是为了那一个爱他是有这样的一个迫切的心
Because he wants us to love him exclusively.
他要我们完全的单一的爱他。
Okay, if we have other love, scripture speaks that spiritual fornication.
如果我们有其他的爱，在属灵上就是那一个奸淫。
And so every time when we have a witness of a wedding, it is time we renew our vow to the Lord Jesus.
当每一次我们见证到婚礼的时候。都是更新我们向着主的那个誓约。
So we hope when he comes and he look at the church.
所以当他来看到教会的时候
，He said, "This is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh."
他能够说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And when that takes place,
当这样的事情发生的时候
，And God will usher in the eternal age to come.
神就把那一个勇士带进来了。
Now, just to share this one particular verse with brothers and sisters.
就愿意跟弟兄姊妹来分享这一节的圣经。
It's oftentimes we overlook.
这是我们常常忽略的。
Even though it's after the fall of man.
即使是因着人堕落之后。
But God never changes his thought for his people.
但是神从来没有改变向着他的子民的心意。
God never changed his purpose in his son, the Lord Jesus.
神也没有改变在他儿子我们的主耶稣基督身上的那个旨意。
So if even after man has fallen from God,
即使当人在神面前堕落了之后
and there are hints include here and there hidden throughout the scripture,What God really wants from His people.
就从在神的话的里面，在那里隐藏的隐隐约约的显露出来，神在人的身上有怎样的一个心意
so, Would you turn with me to Genesis 3? Just look at this one sentence.
愿意大家来打开创世纪第三章这一节的圣经。
Just one sentence.
就一句话。
Verse 16.
十六节
Genesis 3 verse 16
创世纪第三章十六节
Okay, I'll read the English and then our brother will try to find a Chinese equivalent
我们先读英文然后再读中文的
Okay Your desire shall be your husband
你必恋慕你丈夫
That word is for the church.
这是向着教会说的。
Our desire should be solely for the Lord Jesus.
我们应当完单一的恋慕我们的主耶稣。
And then the following sentence is, He shall rule over you.
接着说，你丈夫必管辖你。
Now, if your desire is for your husband, and how do you think he will rule over you?
如果你恋慕你的丈夫，你的丈夫是怎样管辖你呢？
He will rule with you with love.
他是用着爱来管辖你。
Now, this is what the Lord wants.
这是主所要的。
And this is the end God is working toward.
这是神在我们身上所要做出的一个结局。
Because at the end of the book of Revelation, there is a waiting.
在启示录的里面就有这样的一个婚礼。
When that wedding takes place, then we enter into the eternal glorious age.
当这个婚礼发生的时候，我们就进到永世的里面。
So, but the lands always have a little sense of humor. But the lands, landlord.
南培德弟兄他总是这样很幽默的说。
He said,Most people think when wedding takes place, that's the end of it.
大部分的人认为结婚的时候这就是最后的结局了。
Okay, now that's the end of them as individuals.
这是他们个人个体来讲，这是一个末了终局了。
Yeah, but it's the beginning of the two of them as one.
但是这二人成为一体，这是一个开始。
And so.That we have no idea what lies ahead for us in eternity to come.
但是我们在向着那永世将来的我们完全没有。
Okay, so there's something beyond our imagination.
这是远超过我们所能想象的。
Now yesterday evening we shared about Abraham.
昨天晚上我们交通到亚伯拉罕。
That all God's dealings with him has God's glory for himself and for Abraham in view.
神在亚伯拉罕身上一切的对付都是已经 看到那个荣耀，也为着亚伯拉罕进入那个荣耀。
So when the God of glory appeared to Abraham when he was still in Mesopotamia
当亚伯拉罕还在米索伯大尼的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
Okay, now when he appeared to Abraham, God meant business with Abraham.
所以当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，神就与他有这样的一个交易。
Now, brothers and sisters, God meant business with you.
弟兄姊妹，神也与你有这样的一个交易。
Now, he may not mean all that business with him, but he meant business with you.
你可能不认为跟他有什么交易，但是他却是跟你有这样的一个交易。
And that's how he dealt with Abraham.
这是他这样的来在亚伯拉罕身上做工。
So he will not let Abraham remain too long in Haran.
所以他不要亚伯拉罕在哈兰留得太久。
Because God meant business with Abraham.
因为神跟亚伯拉罕有这样的一个交易。
Okay, you can settle there for a little while, but eventually I'm going to get you out.
你可以在那里居住停留一段时间，但是我要把你带出来。
Okay, Tara one day is going to die.
塔拉有一天要死掉。
You're going to come out.
你就要出来。
Okay, so the Lord has ways of getting through to us.
所以神有这样的一个方法在我们的身上动这样的工。
Because he meant business with us.
因为他要与我们做这样的事。
So once we are called eternally.
所以当我们蒙召就是进入那永远的里面。
Once we are blessed eternally.
当神祝福我们的时候也是进入永远。
Now there's one verse. Let's look at it about blessing eternally.
我们来看看这一个恩赐是到直到永远。
Yes, I think it's in 1 Chronicles 17.
是在历代志上十七章。
Yeah, if I can find it, if not, it's in 2 Chronicles.
所以是在历代志。
Yeah, 1 Chronicles 17.
历代志上十七章。
The very last verse.
最后那一节。
Okay, now this is the prayer of David.
这是大卫的祷告。
He was communing with God.
因为他与神有这样的一个交通。
Okay, so he, when he was in communion with God, God was also in communion with him.
当大卫与神有这样的一个交通的时候，神也与大卫有这样的一个交通。
And so we'll read just the last part of verse 27.
我们就读二十七节最后那一句。
Now my version goes, "You have blessed, O Lord, and it shall be blessed." Forever.
在这里是说耶和华你已经赐福还要赐福到永远。
So if you're blessed, then you're blessed forever.
如果你赐福还要赐福到永远。
Okay, don't you like to have this verse for the rest of the year coming up 2003?
你愿不愿意在2003年这整年有这一节的经文。
Okay, so he bless you, he going to bless you throughout 2003.
他赐福给你在整个2003年他要赐福给你。
No, that's not good enough.
这还不够好。
Don't settle for that.
你不要以此而满足。
But it say you'll be blessed what? Forever.
他要赐福直到永远。
Now, God cannot do less than that.
神不会比做的比这个更少。
Because he's eternal God.
因为他是永远的神。
So he does everything in an eternal way.
所以他所做的事都是存到永远的。
You know, when I meditate some things, I tell you, I could not take it in.
当我们得到我们觉得我们实在不能够完全的。
You know, I'm humanly, it's just not able to take it in.
我们还在按照我们有限的人，我们实在没有完全能够完全的把它完全的。
But it's true.
但是这却是真实的。
And God cannot lie.
神是不说谎的。
So we are blessed. We are blessed forever.
我们蒙祝福就是直到永远。
And so we have, when you have that a little bit of that understanding, what is your response?
所以当你稍微的对这点有点明白的时候，你的反应是什么？
My, we bow our knees and worship.
然后我们就要跪下来低头来。敬拜他。
But every time we think about the goodness of the Lord,
当我们每一次想到主的好处的时候，
immediately it will bring us to our knees and worship.
就要带我们跪在神的面前来敬拜他。
And so all the dealings with Abraham,
所以在亚伯拉罕身上一切的对付，
God is bringing Abraham to a deeper knowledge of who he is.
神要带领亚伯拉罕对于神自己的认识的更深。
He's not only patient with us.
他不但是对我们有耐心。
Very patient with us.
他是很有耐心。
Because he knows what he's doing.
因为他知道他在做什么。
He can afford to wait.
他能够这样的等待。
You know, in Taiwan, the National Historical Museum.
你知道在台湾这个故宫博物馆里面。
Some of those art pieces.
你知道那些的艺术品
I was told a person most likely he devoted his entire life to produce that one article.
有人告诉我说有一些艺术品是那个艺术家他尽了他一生的年日来造成这一个艺术品。
Because he can afford to be patient.
因为他需要很有耐心的。
Because he knew in his hand this masterpiece.
因为在他手中是一个杰作。
We don't see it now, but one day we'll see it. It's a masterpiece.
现在我们还没有看出来，但有一天在他手中的是一个杰作。
And that's what Paul said, we are his workmanship.
弟兄姊妹，我们是神手中的杰作。
So one day that workmanship will declare who he is.
这有一天，这个杰作就要宣告他是谁。
How capable he is.
他的能力是怎样。
How almighty he is.
他的大能怎样。
How wise he is.
他又如何的蛮有智慧。
How glorious he is.
他是何等的荣耀。
And one day he's going to display this masterpiece in the whole creation.
他有一天要在整个他的创造之物的里面来彰显这一个杰作。
And that is glory.
这就是荣耀。
And so we are but a vessel for the manifestation of the glory of our Almighty God.
我们只不过是那一个器皿，要彰显这一位大能神的荣耀。
And so he very patiently waited for us.
他是很有耐心的等待着我们。
Okay, isn't God very patient with you?
神是不是很有耐心的在等待你？
He is very patient with me.
他是很有耐心的在我的身上。
Yeah, sometimes we wonder why he's so patient.
有的时候我们要问他为什么这样有耐心。
Because he has something in view.
因为他已经看到有些东西。
Because one day he's going to produce that masterpiece.
因为有一天他要做成这个杰作。
Manifest his glory.
来彰显他的荣耀。
Yes, we've fallen into the world.
但是我们落到世界里面。
We love the world.
我们爱世界。
Now, let's be honest. Our love for God, even now, in this flesh, is never pure love.
我们诚实地说，就是在今天，我们爱主的心也不够完全的单纯。
The only pure love that exists in this whole creation is between the love of God the Father and God the Son.
在这个宇宙的里面，唯一这样纯洁的爱，就是那父神的爱跟子神的爱。
Because one brother said the love between the Father and the Son, because there's nothing sinless in any one of them.
在那父与子中间的那一个爱，没有任何其他的掺杂在里面。
There's no self-centered love in any one of them.
在这个爱的里面，没有那一个自我的爱掺杂在其中。
That's right. Because the love of the Father is 100% for the Son.
那一个父的爱是完全百分之百的在子的身上。
And the love of the Son is 100% for the Father.
那一个子的爱也是完全百分之百的向着父。
But brothers and sisters, today we love the Lord.
今天弟兄姊妹，今天我们爱主。
But we have to confess.
但我们要承认。
Our love for him is so impure.
我们向着他的爱是非常的不纯净。
All so incomplete.
So,多么的不完全。
But one day it will be perfected.
但有一天就会完全。
And so all he's dealing with Abraham with this in view.
所以他在亚伯拉罕身上说一切的对付都是望着那一个。
And so Abraham fallen into the world.
所以当亚伯拉罕落到世界里面去的时候，
God has a way to get him out.
所以神就有一个方法把他带出来。
We shared last evening the Lord sent a great plague into the house of Pharaoh.
所以我们昨天晚上交通到神就在法老的家中降了大灾。
And then finally they threw Abraham out.
所以他们就把亚伯拉罕赶走。
So God has a way.
所以神有他的方法。
And when we are severely tempted by the world,
当我们被受了世界的引诱的时候，
as we shared last evening,
就像昨天晚上我们所交通的，
God will send Melchizedek.
神就把麦基洗德差遣来。
He will send him to us to meet us first.
他就把他差遣来，先与我们来相会。
He refresh us, he strengthen us.
他就苏醒我们，加添力量给我们。
And he assure that the love or the blessing we blessed with is from the God Almighty, the possessor of heaven and earth.
他叫我们知道，我们今天所蒙的祝福是从那至高神而来，天地的主。
When we know we are blessed by that God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth.
当我们知道我们是那至高的神，天地的主祝福我们的时候，
and everything else in this world look pale to us.
这世界上一切的东西都显得无色了。
Brothers,
弟兄姊妹。
So,But Spock says we are spoiled for good.
所以斯派克弟兄就说我们实在是被宠坏了。
Because if you have a taste of the Lord, nothing else will satisfy you but the Lord himself.
因为你尝过主恩的滋味，就没有任何的事物可以满足你
了。So we need the Lord, we need to allow the Lord to bring us to a taste of who he is.
所以我们要求主让我们来尝尝主是怎样的一位主。
And that's what Abraham learned.
这就是亚伯拉罕所学的。
And so after King Solomon offered all the goods.
所以当所多玛的王来给他一切的掳物的时候，
He said, I'll have nothing of it.
他说我什么都不取。
Because you cannot enrich me, because I'm already rich in the Lord Jesus.
因为我在主耶稣的里面已经得了丰富，你不能叫我有任何的富足。
And the Lord appeared him in a vision.
所以主就像在异象中向他显现。
It's very He said, I am.
他说我是。
It's very personal.
这是非常个人性的。
He is objective.
他是，这是一个主观性的。
But I am is very personal.
这是我是，这是非常个人性的。
And he assured Abraham, he said, now you discover that I'm your shield, I'm your exceedingly great reward.
他，你发现我是你的盾牌，是你大大的赏赐。
Because I am.
他，我是。
The great I am.
那一个极大的我是。
Now this evening we're going to go further from where we left off last evening.
所以今天晚上我们要从昨天晚上的地方再往前看一看。
Now of him is the foundation.
那一个本于他，这是一个基础。
Okay, through him it's just like the Lord Jesus is our cornerstone.
那依靠他，透过他，这是他是我们的基石。
Okay, cornerstone.
那个房角石。
Okay, and then when everything is sort of put in place, and finally, capstone will come and fill the whole thing.
当一切都都在他合一的位置上，那一个头块石头就在他的那个位置上放上。
And Zacharias, when that capstone is put in place, everything is completed.
当撒迦尼亚书那里讲到那一块石头放上去的时候，一切都建好了。
And then there's a shout of glory and glory, and grace and grace.
那就就有这样的一个呼叫恩典恩典。
That's right, because grace has done it.
因为是恩典所造成的。
Because it's all He's doing.
这都是他所做成的。
We have no input at all.
我们是没有任何的功劳。
Our God takes full responsibility Himself.
我们的神，他是负了完全的责任。
So what is from Him, through Him, unto Him, He takes full responsibility.
所以本于他，依靠他，归于他，他是完全的负责任。
Now this through Him.
这一个依靠他
，Yeah, Chinese is very good. Means we have to trust him.
中文是依靠他。
We have to depend on him.
我们要靠着他。
For him to do the work that's necessary.
要让他来做所当做的工。
Okay, so he has to find a way to get through into us.
他要找一个方法能够进到我们的里面。
透 means get through. That's right.
来透过我们。
And then when he can get through into us, then finally he has to find a way to get through out of us.
然后他能够有一个方法透过我们，然后从我们那里又出来。
So if there's no his input, there'll be no his output.
如果他没有放进来的，他就也就没有能够显出来的。
Okay, now for him to get through to us,
要他能够透到我们里面来。
Okay, or for him to do what he wants, what he needs to do in us.
要他能够在我们的里面做他所要做的工。
Now listen, brothers, he first has to do a lot of undoing in us.
他先要在我们的身上做许多拆毁的功夫。
Oftentimes, we want him to do the doing, but we don't want him to do the undoing.
我们多少的时候盼望他做建造的工，来做一些工，但不愿意让他来拆毁。
So without the undoing, there's no doing.
没有拆毁就没有建造。
So brothers and sisters, remember that. If there's no undoing, there's no doing.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得，没有拆毁就没有建造。
Because for his doing in us, he finds many obstacles in us.
因为在他建造的时候，就看到我们里面有许多拦阻的事物。
Even though our spirit's been quickened,
虽然我们的灵已经被苏醒
，but the old man still within us.
但老我还在里面。
That's right. Just like the Israelites,
就像以色列人
，when they came out of Egypt,
但他们离开了埃及
，but Egypt was still in their heart.
但埃及还在他们的心中。
How often they think back to the good old days in Egypt?
多少的时候，他们想着在埃及的那一些好日子。
And several times they said, "Let's appoint a leader, take us back to Egypt."
好几次他们要他们的领袖把他们带回埃及。
The boss, is there a way back?
弟兄姊妹，有没有回头的路呢
？Once you're blessed forever, right?
当你蒙福的时候，就直到永远。
You want to think about going back, but there's no way for you to go back. Thank God for that.
感谢神，你想回去，但是在他的恩典的里面没有回头的路。
Okay. So once they cross the Red Sea, how they cross the Red Sea? God opened the Red Sea and they crossed the Red Sea, right?
当他们过红海，他们怎么过红海？神把红海分开，他们过了红海。
Okay. After they cross Red Sea, what happened to the Red Sea? Remain open?
当他们过了红海之后，红海怎么样？是不是仍然是敞开的呢
？Remain open? No.
不是。
Who closed the Red Sea again?
那红海又怎么复合起来
？God closed the Red Sea.
神就把红海又复合起来。
Now, if God shut the door, no one else can what? Can open.
当神关的门就没有人能够开。
And the door He opens, no one can shut.
他所开的门也没有人能够关。
Yeah, you can think about loving the world, my brothers, that door is shut.
弟兄姊妹，你可以去爱世界，但那个门已经关了。
You try.
你试一试。
It's a brass door.
是那一个铜门。
That's right. There's no way for you to get through.
你没有办法过得去。
You only have one way to go toward Canaan.
你只有向着迦南而去。
So when I have a little understanding that when God opens the door, they cross the Red Sea, and once they cross the Red Sea, God shut that door. Thank God, there's no way for us to go back into the world. That's grace.
所以我们来领会一下。当他们当神开了门，神把红海分开，他们就过了红海，然后神又把红海又复合起来，就感谢神没有回头的路。
And so what God wants to work through into us is to learn to live by His life.
所以神要在我们的身上来做透这个功夫，做的就是叫我们靠着他的生命而活。
How can He work His life into us?
他怎样能够把他的生命做在我们的里面
？An ever increasing measure.
然后不断的增长。
You understand what I'm saying?
你懂我的意思吗
？Not just born again.
不单只是重生。
But that life is for us to live.
那一个生命乃是叫我们能够活出来。
Now I share Friday evening with the saints in Mountain View.
我星期五晚上的时候跟在 Mountain View 聚会的弟兄姊妹这样的分享。
Believing and knowing what you believe are two different things.
信而你信什么，这是两回事。
If you believe,
如果你相信
it's good, but it's not good enough.
是很好，但还不够好。
But you believe, and you know what you believe.
但你相信，你也知道你信的是谁。
Then you have your handles, hold on to something now.
这样你的就有一个把手，你知道你是握在哪里。
It's not vague anymore.
就不再是模糊的。
And that's why John Gospel, the emphasis is that we believe, we believe, we might have life.
所以约翰福音的里面就不断地讲到要信，信知道我们有永生。
But John the Epistle said, now you believe and now you know you possess eternal life, and that life is not for you to live.
在约翰书信的里面就说你信知道你有永生，但现今这一个你拥有这个永生，这个永生是要你活出来的。
If I know I have money in my bank account, I won't hesitate running a check and give it to my brother.
你知道我知道我银行里面有钱，所以我可以很大胆的写支票给我的弟兄。
Okay, now that check may not amount to much, but at least I can write a few dollars on it.
虽然这个数量不一定很多，但至少我可以写的一个支票。
Because in knowing give you the assurance.
因为当你知道的时候，你有这样的把握。
That you have it.
你就有了。
That you can live by it.
你就能够因此而活。
That's why many Christians they are 糊里糊涂。
很多基督徒他们这是live by it.
They live carelessly.
Carelessly.
Yeah. You say you believe? Yes, I believe.
你说你信吗？我信。
But do you know what you believe?
但你知道你信什么
They are so sure
那他们就不太知道了
That's right But thank God
但感谢神
The Holy Spirit makes sure of what we have possessed
但圣灵要我们知道我们怎样来拥有
Now let's turn to Leviticus 1 verse
我们来看一看利未记里面的一节圣经
18
利未记十八章
this few verses is very challenging for us Chinese living in US
这几节的圣经对于我们中国人活在美国 是很有挑战性的
or let's put it this way more in a general way is very challenging to us as Christians living in this world
或者说作为一个基督徒活在这个世上是很有挑战性的
OK Leviticus 18.
利未记十八章
We'll read verse 1 to verse 5.
我们从第一节读到第五节
Okay. Now they are out of Egypt now, right?
他们已经离开了埃及
And they're on their way to Canaan.
他们要进到迦南
Okay. And then we have this word that we are reading now.
这样我们就读到我们现在要读的经文 okay.
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, I am the Lord your God.
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，我是耶和华你们的神。
Now, the first thing the Lord said, I am the Lord your God. I'm the beginning.
首先神就说，我是你们的神，我是起首。
Okay, according to the doings of the land of Egypt,Where you dwelt, you shall not do. And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I'm bringing you, you shall not do. Nor shall you walk in their ordinances.
当你们从前住的埃及地，那里人的行为，你们不可效法。我要领你们到的迦南地，那里人的行为也不可效法。也不可照他们的恶俗行。
You shall observe my judgment and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord, your God.
你们要遵我的典章，守我的律例，按此而行。我是耶和华你们的神。
You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord.
所以你们要守我的律例典章，人若遵行，就必因此活着。我是耶和华。
Now, brothers and sisters, we find ourselves in a very difficult situation, in a dilemma.
弟兄姊妹，我们就发现我们自己在这样的的一个难处的里面。
We are out of Egypt.
我们离开了埃及。
And we are all going to enter into the promised land, Canaan.
我们都要去到那应许之地迦南地。
And the Lord says, now, you should never live like you used to live in Egypt.
所以主说，你不要像你过去在埃及地的那样而行。
Okay, and when you go into the promised land, you should not copy their lifestyle. You should not live like the way they live.
当你进到应许之地，你也不能照着当地的人那样的生活。
I'm the Lord your God.
我是你。你们的神，你们的主。
Now, brothers, how shall we live?
这样我们应当怎样而活
？Now, put it in a contemporary way.
按照现今的情形这样说。
Okay, we cannot live like a Jew because we are not Jew.
我们不能像犹太人而生活，因为我们不是犹太人。
We are Gentiles, but we cannot live like Gentiles.
我们是外邦人，但我们也不能照着外邦人的生活而行。
So what we're gonna live?
我们该怎么样？
Do you know how to live?
你知道该怎么活吗
So I shared with the Mountain View. He said many Chinese come from Taiwan.
我跟 Mountain View 的弟兄姊妹就分享，很多人是从台湾来。
And some from mainland China, from Hong Kong.
有些是从中国大陆，有些从香港来。
Okay, now all that changed is geographic.
唯一改变的就是地理上的改变。
Location change.
他们的地域改变 所在的地方改变。
But lifestyle doesn't seem to change.
但他们的生活方式完全没有改变。
You know what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗？
So this morning we have some 稀饭。Wow.
所以今天早上吃早餐，我们就吃稀饭，大家都很高兴。
A touch of Taiwan, touch of Hong Kong, touch of, oh, my 稀饭 makes me feel oh so good.
这就连上台湾，连上香港，连上中国大陆，吃了早餐吃了稀饭就非常的舒服。
还有酱瓜，哇！
再加上酱瓜。
You see what I mean?
你懂我的意思。
So,We are out of Taiwan, but Taiwan is still in us.
我们离开了台湾，但台湾还在我们里面。
Externally, everything changed, but inside, inwardly, nothing changed.
外表上都改变了，但里面是完全没有改变。
So you are laughing there, so it must be true.
你在那里笑，这一定是真的。
Is that true?
是不是？
And then some of young people try to copy the Caucasians.
有些年轻人他们要学这些。白种人
It's so unsightly. It just not. It cannot be.
这实在你就没有办法的
God created you to be you.
神造你就是你
So in God's sight, you are you, and because you're beautiful in His sight.
在神的眼中你就是你，在他的眼中你就是这样的完美
But He's not interested in changing us externally. He's interested in changing us inwardly.
神不是要改变我们的外表，他乃是要改变我们的内心。
So somehow we have to allow him to get through.
所以我们要让他进到我们的里面来。
So if we don't allow him to get through, there's nothing he can do with us.
如果不让他进到我们的里面来，他是没有办法的。
And the first thing he gets through, he has to get rid of all the other things that's not of him.
他首先要进到我们的里面，先要把不属于他的都除去。
Because all the earthly things, he will have to gradually remove them one by one from our lives.
在一切属地的事物，就一件一件的要从我们的生活的里面除去。
So as he deals with our old life, he brings in his new life.
所以他把我们的旧的生命来拆掉，然后就把新的生命加进来。
So if there's no decrease, there is no what? Increase.
没有减少就不会有增加。
Okay, so don't just looking for the increase, but without looking for the decrease. Decrease must come before there will be any increase at all.
所以不要只是求兴旺增加，没有减少就不会有增加。
Now this evening, I want to share the story of Ruth.
我愿意交通一下路德的的事情。
Because it's a very, very beautiful picture.
因为这是一个很美的事情。
What do we find at the end of the book of Ruth?
当在路德记最后的时候，我们发现什么
？We find something very beautiful.
我们看到一个很美的情形。
Ruth and Boaz were finally what? United.
路德与波阿斯他们结合了。
Boaz is a type of Christ.
波阿斯是预表基督
Ruth a Moabite
这个路德他是一个摩亚人
She speaks of what we are
他就讲到就是我们
We are alienated from God
我们在神面前是外邦人
We are outside of the covenant of God
我们在神的约以外的外邦人。
We have no right to the covenant that Abraham made with God or God made with Abraham.
我们在神与亚伯拉罕所立的约的里面，我们没有任何的权利。
We are the outsiders.
我们是外人。
We are unclean.
我们是不洁净的。
But in the end of the book of Ruth, finally, Ruth and Boaz were united.
但是在路德记的末了就讲到路德与波阿斯他们结合了。
And when that union took place,
当这个联合发生的之后
,God's king was brought in.
然后神的王就带进来了。
David.
大卫。
Okay, now before this took place,
在这个事情发生之前
,You remember what took place for this union was at the threshing floor.
你知道在这个事情发生的时候是在那个谷场上。
That's right, because Naomi said, "You go and lie there."
拿俄米跟他讲说，你去睡在那里，
okay,
躺在那里。
Boaz probably will take a rest somewhere along the grains in the threshing floor.
因为波阿斯会在那里休息。
And you wait.
你就在那里等待。
You find where he lies.
你看他在哪里休息。
And you just go there and lie yourself at his feet.
你就躺在他的脚下。
Okay, and then say, he said, put your cover over me because you are my closest relative.
他说，就说你是我至亲的亲属，你用你的衣裳盖着我。
Ruth say, you need to redeem me.
他就跟路德就说，你要赎我。
You are the closest relative of Naomi's family.
他说你是我至近的亲属。
You know, and that what I just described took place right there on the threshing floor.
就在那一个谷场上，就这件事情就这样的发生。
Now, threshing floor always speaks of the cross.
这一个在谷场，那你就是讲到十字架。
Where do we meet the Lord Jesus?
为什么我们需要主耶稣？
It's at the foot of the cross.
是在十字架的脚下。
Where the church corporately meet the Lord Jesus?
教会是怎样在他面前聚集？
It's also at the foot of the cross.
也是在十字架的脚下。
Because on the cross, all that is not of God was took away, removed once forever.
因为在十字架上，那一切不属于神、不出于神的都被除去，而且是一次就完全除清了。
And the new relationship is now brought about.
这样一个新的关系就带出来了。
But before that, Ruth took some very drastic measures.
但是在这个之前，路德做了一件很特别的事。
Okay, now before we touch what Ruth did, let me just give you a little background.
当我们讲到路德所做的事情之前，我给你一点背景。
Because Ruth's story took place during the book of the Judges, during the time of the Judges.
因为路德记所记载的事情是在士师记的士师的时代所发生的。
Okay, now for the brothers and sisters in Bruno, don't miss your Tuesday Bible study.
所以在San Bruno聚会的弟兄姊妹，你们不要不参加星期二晚上的读经。
You must, because I when I was there, so few of you were there.
因为我去的时候，只有少数几位在那里。
I will encourage you all to come.
我是鼓励你们，大家都去。
Because my wife and I were richly blessed.
因为我与我的内人都在那里蒙了很多的帮助。
But if you read the whole book of Judges,
当你读整个的士师记
，it's very sad.
是很沮丧的一件事情。
Very sad. Very sad.
是很难过的事。
How can God's people deteriorate to such a pitiful condition?
神的子民如何落到这样可怜的光景？
It's unthinkable.
这是不可想象的。
Especially the last few chapters.
特别在最后那几章的里面。
Now, our brother share on the story of Samson.
我们的弟兄交通到参孙的事。
But you read on.
你继续的读。
Imagine a Levite has no place to serve.
一个利未人，他没有一个可服侍的地方。
So this Levite just wandering around for looking for employment.
所以这个利未人他就到处行走，想找事做。
And so this Micah, he want to be blessed, so he hired him to be his personal priest, household priest.
所以在他就把他请到家里面做他家中的祭司。
And he said, okay, I promise I'll pay you so much and I give you so many changes of clothes. And he said, oh, that's good, I'm happy.
他就答应他付多少钱给他，然后给他多少的衣裳，他就在他家中做祭司。
He was not looking to serve God.
他不是在那里寻求侍奉神。
He was looking that he might have some clothing and his stomach may be satisfied. That's all he's looking for.
他就是为了一些的衣裳，为着他的肚腹的饱足，他就是这样。
That's what happened to God's people.
这就是神的子民。
And no king. There's no king.
他们中间没有王。
And everybody doing what was right in their eyes.
个人行他眼中看为正的事。
So one brother said at that time, It is perfect, pure democracy.
好，在那里是完全的那种民主。
That's right. You just do what you want.
啊，你就做你要做的事。
That's right. Nobody can interfere you. My right, my right, my right.
啊，这都是我的权利，我的权利，你就你喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
And so, when God is not king, every one of us, we are our own king.
当神不是做王的时候，我们每个人就自己做王。
It's terrible.
这是非常可怕。
It's so sad.
这是很惨的事。
But thank God,
但感谢神
，He sees the end in view.
但是他看到那一个结局。
So God will react when there is a spiritual decline or declension.
所以当属灵这样的堕落的一个地步的时候，神就开始做工。
So I share the other Seattle saints. You know, Brother Spock has a book or series of messages.Called the Octave of Redemption.
我在西雅图跟那里的弟兄姊妹们交通到一本书，这个救赎的个八段。
That's right. Okay. So he was saying, the octave is just that the scale, major scale we you find on the piano.
这个八段就像我们这个音乐的这个八个音阶。
Now you know.Every note in that scale has a tendency to go some direction.
你知道每一个音在那一个里面，它都可能这样的
tendency to go up or go down.
它都有这样的趋向，可以往下，也可以往上。
And some notes you can just stay put there.
有一些的它能够就停在那里。
For example, do you can just stay there.
那个Do, 它就可以停在那里。
Re, you cannot stay there. Re, you cannot stay there.
你就不能停在那里。
Re, yeah, re, mi, re, do. Yeah, you go up or go down. Re, you cannot stand by itself.
它不能够就停在那里，它或者上或者下。
Okay, and la, same thing. La, so, go down. La, ti, you cannot stop there. Ti, do, you all the way up to do.
所以这个音阶就是这样，有些需要就往上或者往下。
Okay, you see, so when you come to T, Do Re Mi Fa Sol La T, the only way to go is where? Up to the next Do.
所以去到 T 的时候就只能往上去。
Now, the T that you arrive, Do Re Mi Fa Sol La T, is the end of one phase, but at the same time, is the beginning of a what? A new phase.
所以到了那里的时候是一个一个阶段的那一个末了，但是也是下一个阶段的起头。
So every octave, you go what? Higher, 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 higher.
所以每八个它就越来越高。
Okay, now, bonus, the Judges is the seventh book of the Old Testament.
四世纪是
the seventh book of the Old Testament.
是旧约的第七本书。
Right, you have the five. You have the five books of Moses.
你知道摩西五经。
And you have Joshua.
约书亚。
You have Judges.
有四师。
And the eighth book is what? Is Ruth.
第八本就是路德记。
It's all about grace.
这就是都是恩典。
It's about all God's doing.
这都是神所做的工。
It's about what God gets for himself in the end.
这就是神最终他所得着的。
When there's no king, God said, I have a king in Zion.
当没有国中没有王的时候，他神说在那他有王。
And God's king,
西安。
God's king is the eternal king.
神的王那是永远的王。
So Paul says, in our dealings, same thing, the Lord will bring us to an end of ourselves, but that will be a new beginning of something more for us to experience.
所以神在我们身上的对付也是这样，当去在我们自己的末了结局的时候，就是神的一个开始。
And so when it comes to Ruth, the Lord is doing a new thing.
所以讲到路德的时候，神有一个新的开始。
A new thing that's out from the heart of God.
所以这是从神心中一个新的事情。
But bottom line, it was not easy for Ruth.
弟兄姊妹，对路德来讲并不容易。
We have no time to go through the whole story of Ruth.
我们没有时间把整个路德的故事都讲完。
But when Naomi heard that God had visited Israel,
当拿阿米听到神已经眷顾以色列的时
候 And he had bread now, he had give bread to his people.
他在那里祝福以色列。
And Naomi immediately, he said, I will return.
拿阿米马上就说我要回去。
Now, in a sense, Naomi was waiting for that news to come.
也就是说拿阿米在等待那一个消息来到。
Because she knew she was in the wrong place.
因为她知道她在一个不对的地方。
Because when she, her family moved to Moab, her husband died and her two sons died.
因为当她与她的家人去到摩亚地的时候她的丈夫死去了。他的两个儿子也死去了。
And so what remained in the family are three widows.
所以留在家里面的就是三个寡妇。
And we have no way of imagining what they went through.
我们是不能够想象他们所经历的。
So in those days, when the three widows were living together,
所以在那个日子的里面，三个寡妇住在一起。
No doubt Naomi shared the God of Israel with his, with her two daughters-in-law.
拿阿米一定跟他的两位媳妇分享到神在以色列中所做的事。
How God delivered them out of Egypt.
神怎样拯救他们离开埃及。
How God took care of them through the 40 years in the wilderness.
神怎样在四十年在旷野的里面来眷顾以色列。
And how the Lord God of Israel proved himself so faithful to his people.
神怎样在以色列中证明他是如何的信实的神
？And how they were brought into the land.
他怎样把他们带领到那个应许之地
？And how they were blessed.
他们怎样蒙了祝福
？And the reason why the Lord withdrew His blessing is because of the people's of disobedience.
但因着人向着神的悖逆，神就收回了他的祝福。
So there's no way for them to go back to Egypt to live the old way.
所以他们不能够回到埃及过他们旧有的生活。
But once they enter into the land, shortly after they what? They compromise. They copy the lifestyle of the Canaanites.
当他们一进到迦南地，他们就妥协，他们就按照迦南人的生活而行。
They follow the pagans.
他们就效法这些外邦人。
And they forgot the God who delivered them out of Egypt.
所以神把他们拯救出了埃及。
They forgot God who delivered them out of Egypt.
他们忘记了神将他们从埃及拯救出来。
And they forgot the God who brought them into the promised land, the land flowing milk and honey.
他们也忘记了神把他们带进那迦南应许之地，那牛奶与蜜之地。
So last night we shared, once we think God is not sufficient, we get into all kinds of trouble.
所以昨天晚上我们交通到，当我们发现神对我们来讲不够的时候，我们就惹了许多的麻烦。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
So when Naomi heard that God is now revisiting his people,
所以当拿阿米听到神又眷顾他的子民的时候
Now you read in the account immediately she wanted to go back immediately
所以我们就看到他马上就要回去
And of course the two daughter-in-laws also at first they all were going the same direction
开始的时候两位媳妇也要跟着他去
But Orpha went back
但是其中一个回去了
And then Ruth determined to go all the way
只有路德要跟着婆婆一直回去。
Okay, let's read those few verses together.
我们来读几节的圣经。
Ruth chapter 1.
路德记第一章。
Now, a lot of young couples, they use this as their vow, wedding vow.
有一些年轻人的夫妇用着这一段的圣经作为他们的婚约。
Okay. Did anyone here in this fellow in this room use this vow in their wedding? No one.
有没有人在这里？他们结婚的时候用这一段的圣经作为他们的誓约。
Okay. Well, then you should renew your vow again.
或者你要更新你的婚约。
Okay, it's good. Okay, let's read those few verses.
我们来读几节的圣经。
16.
十六节。
Chapter 1:16.
第一章十六节。
Okay. Entreat me not to leave you. That is very entreat not me not to leave you. or turn back from following after you. That is something. Brothers and sisters, entreat me not to leave you or turn back from following you.
我们留意这里讲到，不要催我回去不跟随你，不要催我回去不跟随你。
Those words are hard to say.
弟兄姊妹，这句话是很难讲的。
That kind of word you cannot say casually.
这个话不是随便讲的。
You cannot say casually.
你不能很随便的说。
If you say those words, you mean business.
当你说的时候，你是是认真的说的。
So when you say them, there's no back door.
因为当你说了，就没有后门了。
You know, God wants us to have no back door.
神不要我们有后门。
That's how he loves us.
他是这样爱我们。
Because he wants to bless us forever.
他要爱我们直到永远。
So don't go back to the old way again.
所以不要回到旧有的方式。
Don't copy what's around you.
不要按照我们周围的人来效法他们。
I mean business with you, I want you to mean business with me.
我要与你这样的认真，你也应当与我认真。
Because once this commitment is made, there's a new life to live.
因为当你做了这样的一个承诺的时候，你就要这样的活出来。
So entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following you.
他不要催我回去不跟随你。
Now, did Naomi try to discourage them from following her?
拿俄米有没有叫他们不要跟随他？
She did.
他是这样说的。
She said, go back to your people, go back to your gods, go back to where you're from.
他回到你们的本国，回到你们所拜的神那里去。
That's where you belong.
那是你该去的地方。
Go back.
回去。
But Orpah went back.
那个俄尔巴回去了。
But Ruth, no.
路德就说不。
Ruth saw something in Naomi's life.
路德在拿俄米的生活的里面看到了一些东西。
And one brother said, Ruth saw that Naomi is the link between her and the God of Israel.
弟兄这样说，路德看到拿俄米就是他与那以色列的神中间的那一个连结。
So Ruth is not just wanting to go to Judah to find bread.
路德不是就是要到犹大地去找食粮。
He wants to go to Judah to find the true God of Israel.
他要去犹大地，他要去寻找那一位以色列的真神。
And therefore, she found what she was looking for.
所以他就找到他所寻求的。
Okay, and then she said, "Wherever you go, I go."
然后他说，你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Now she determined to go.
她定义要去
，not to be talked out of it.
她不要被人劝离开了。
Now how can we put that in a New Testament way?
你想在新约的里面我们能够怎么说
？It is right. Our consecration.
这就是我们的奉献。
It's our identification with the Lord Jesus.
这就是我们与主的认同。
It is.Consecration.
这就是奉献。
Consecration means business.
奉献是认真的。
It's not something you can do casually.
这不是随便这样做的。
God means business.
神是很认真的。
And he wants us to mean business with him.
他也要我们向着他很认真。
So Ruth was determined, say, don't talk me out of it.
所以路德说，不要劝我不回去。
I make up my mind.
我已经决定了。
I'll go where you go.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Now, what does it mean?
这是什么意思？
The way, the destiny is now in the hand of another. The way and the destiny is now in the hand of another.
所以也就是说，那一个道路，那一个结局都在另外一个人的手中。
It's not my choice.
这不是我的拣选。
It's his choice.
这是他的拣选。
I can choose the wrong way and the wrong destiny, but he can never choose the wrong way for me, wrong destiny for me.
我自己或者选 会选错道路，会选错那一个结局，但是他为我所拣选的不会错，也不会到一个错误的结局。
Now boss, God is looking for that kind of people today.
弟兄姊妹，神今天就寻找这样的人。
Not wishy-washy people.
不是随随便便的人。
Mean business.
是认真的。
Because he knows the way.
因为他知道这条路。
And he knows the destiny.
他也知道那个结局。
He put us in his way. He also has ability, the power to get us through to the end.
他把我们放在他的道路上，他也有这个能力，也能够把我们带到结局。
And there's no turning back.
这是没有回头的。
Now, brothers, that should be our attitude toward the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们向着主该有的态度。
Unless we have that attitude, there's no union with him in the end.
如果我们没有这样的态度，我们在末了的时候就没有与他的联合。
Because to be one with him, we must forsake all and have him all to ourselves.
因为我们要与他联合，我们要放弃我们的一切，乃是以他为我们的一切。
Now, would you marry someone, say, I want to marry you, but I'm not willing to forsake all?
你愿不愿意跟一个人这样说，我愿意与你成婚，但我不愿意放弃我的一切。
Do you have that kind of, yeah?
你有没有这样的人呢？
You have to say, I'm willing to forsake all.
你要愿意说，我愿意放弃一切。
And the bridegroom want to hear that loud and clearly.
那一个新郎愿意听得很清楚。
And the bride-to-be want to hear that loud and clearly.
那新娘也愿意听得很清楚。
So when that forsaking all is declared, he said, okay, now I do.
让那一个愿意舍弃一切都这样宣告了，他就说我愿意。
There's no I do without forsaking all.
如果没有舍弃一切，就不会说我愿意。
And so our relationship with the Lord Jesus is a marriage relationship.
我们与主的那一个关系就是一个婚姻的关系。
And those conditions are imposed upon us.
这一个条件是要加在我们的身
上。 We must forsake all.
我们要舍弃一切。
His way is our way.
他的路就是我们的路。
His destiny is our destiny.
他的结局就是我们的结局。
And Ruth was determined to go all the way.
路德就愿意这样一路走下去。
And then he said, Your people, my people.
他说
Why you lodge, I'll lodge.
他说你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Why you lodge, I'll lodge. No, I don't know about you. We are living in the place, in the country, everything is so nice and so convenient, so comfortable.
我不知道你，我所住的地方，住在一个乡村的地方，也都很好，也很方便。
You know, R.A. Torrey, an American minister,R.A. Torrey, American minister, American.
我们在那里的那个美国传道人。
Yeah, you know, he said what? He said, I'm afraid of the luxury of comfort.
他说我很怕那一个舒适的的奢侈。
Yeah, the luxury of comfort.
那个舒适的奢侈。
That's right. Because he said, when I have that, I know for sure I'll forget God.
因为当我在那样情况下，我就会把神忘了。
When we are so comfortable down here, we're going to forget God.
当我们在这里很舒适的时候，我们就忘记神。
We are no different from the Israelites.
我们跟以色列人没有什么分别。
And the Lord warned them.
神要他们。
He warned.
神警告他们。
He said, once you go into the land, when you have plenty to eat,and plenty to drink, you have everything you need, and then for sure you're going to forget me.
神就跟他们讲，那你进到那地，当你有有吃有穿有住的时候，你就一定把我忘了。
But those words did not sink in.
但这些话没有进到他们的脑中。
The other people may be doing that, not me.
他们就说其他人可能会这样，我们不会。
Yeah, we all say not me, the others not me.
我们总是说别人这样，我不会。
But brothers and sisters, the whole nation was unfaithful.
但弟兄姊妹 整全国都不在神面前不忠心。
That's how we had the book of Judges.
所以我们才有四世纪。
So brothers, be careful of the comfort and luxury of this life.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们要留意这个舒适的奢侈。
Okay, where you lodge, I'll lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我就在哪里住宿。
Ruth had no conception of what it was like. And Judah.
在路德的心中，在犹大的情形是怎样，他完全没有印象。
It's all foreign to her.
这完全对他来讲都是陌生的。
You know, sometimes my wife and I, we go places, we wonder if there's, especially when you go to the Philippines, we want to make sure the room they put us, there's air conditioning.
你知道我跟我的那人出外的时候，特别到菲律宾。 我们都希望知道我们所住的房间要有冷气。
So we always say, now we go there, what would be like there? Would that be, you know, I mean, we will find it comfortable?
我们的意思就是说，我们去到那里会不会很舒服呢？
But Ruth said, where you go, I go.
但是路德说，你去哪，你往哪里去，我就往哪里去。
So to Ruth, the importance is not the place.
所以对路德来讲，那个地点，地方并不重要。
Is who I'm with.
是我跟谁在一起。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we heard our brother from China.
我们听到从中国大陆来的弟兄们。
And we heard from Jonathan Peng.
彭栋平弟兄。
That we couldn't believe how the Lord's people, how they meet in China.
我们实在不可以想象神的子民怎样在中国他们怎样聚集。
And they meet together in those terrible places, joyfully rejoicing in the Lord.
当他们在那一个很简陋的环境的里面，但是他们在那里非常喜乐的聚集在那里。
But it's not where, but it's who is with us.
弟兄姊妹，不是在哪里，乃是我们与谁同在。
If the Lord is with us, all is well.
当主与我们同在，一切都是美好的。
If He's not with us, it's curse.
如果他不与我们同在，就是咒诅。If
he's with us, it's blessing.
当他与我们同在，就是祝福。So
I'm sure those of us who've been to different places, especially in the Far East, sometimes we've been to places sometimes are so uncomfortable, but it's not the place, but it's just the presence of the Lord that gets us through.
所以我想有一些弟兄姊妹，你们出外旅行，特别到远东去，但虽然那些地方并不是一定很舒适，但是因为与神。 与神的儿女们同在，我们就非常的喜乐。
So it's not the place, it's not the surrounding, but it's who you're with.
所以不是那个地点，也不是那个环境，乃是与谁同在。
And so the presence of the Lord is everything.
所以神的同在就是一切。
So what do we seek for?
所以我们寻求什么？
What do we really want?
我们
The Lord's presence is all we want.
神的同在就是我们所要的。
And let's quickly go on.
我们很快。
He said, "Your people shall be my people."
他，你的民，你的国就是我的民，我的国。
Now, brothers, it is very difficult to live among strangers.
你知道，跟陌生人生活在一起是很困难的。
It's very difficult.
是很困难的。
Yeah, to take God's people as people, that's the hardest thing to do.
跟一些不认识的人，不熟悉的人。
It's the hardest thing to do.
这是最难的事。Because
Brother Kong said we are all strangers.
因为江弟兄说我们都是陌生人。We
are not only strangers to the world, but we are also strangers to each other sometimes.
我们不但对世界来说我们是陌生人，我们彼此来讲也是陌生人。
So how to live together is most difficult.
所以要我们生活在一起是很困难的。
We have all our old habits.
我们都有我们的习惯。
Our way of doing things.
都有我们做事情的方式。And
take God's people, our people, is the hardest thing to do.
能够跟神的子民在一起也是很困难的。
Okay, I'm going to tell you a true incident.
我愿意告诉你一件真实的事件。
Okay, I'm not going to mention names or the location. I think probably you can sort of figure it out.
我不告诉你是在哪里是怎么样，但是我想你大概可以猜出来。
Okay, many years ago, we were going to a city to visit some American brothers and sisters.
多年前我到一个城里面去探望美国弟兄。
And then we discovered two sisters from Hong Kong. They are also going to that same city about the same time.
然后我们就发现有两位从香港来的姊妹在差不多同时候也到那一个城去。
And so I say, now I think we should get those two groups in that city to make sure they are somehow they get in touch with each other.
所以我就想在那个城里面正两个团体的人好像应该我们应该让他们能够有联系。
And so when we're there, thank God they are all together.
当我们到了那里感谢神他们是在一起的。
And so they are really great, they really rejoice it. Now they discover they found each other.
他们非常的喜乐这样因为他们彼此的找到了。
Okay, now for that one occasion is exciting.
所以在那一次是大家都很兴奋。
But for that,get together on a long-term basis, oh, it's a different story.
但是他们能够继续长久的聚在一起，那就是另外一回事。
Because this one group is all Chinese, and this group is small group all American brothers and sisters.
因为这一群人他们都是中国人，另外一群都是美国人。
And so this American brothers and sisters, they determine in their heart and say, that people is God's people.God's people, they are my people.
这一群美国人就说，那一群人是神的子民，神的子民就是我们的同伴。
So they began to attend their prayer meeting, attend the Lord's meeting.
所以他们就去参加他们的祷告会，参加他们的聚会。
And this group of Chinese, they are so Chinese. They said, "Well, we are so Chinese. I don't think they will fit in."
这一群中国的人就说，因为我们都是中国人，我想他们大概就不太合适。
So maybe a few months they will get tired of us, they just go back to the old ways again.
大概过几个月，他们也嫌我们烦了，他们就回去了。
But this couple American brothers, they're so determined. They say, "Your people is my people."
但是这两位美国的弟兄姊妹就说，你们就是同样，我们都是神的子民。
You whether you like me or not like me, I'm your people.
不管你喜欢我不喜欢我，我就是你们的。
You know, they persisted for 2 years.
他们就坚持了有两年的时间。
And find the Lord brought them together.
然后主最终把他们带在一起。
It is very beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常好的。
You know what happened in the end?
你知道最后怎样？
The son of this American couple.
这一对美国夫妇的儿子。
And the daughter of a responsible brother in that other fellowship, in that fellowship.
就是那另外那那一个聚会里面那个负责弟兄的女儿。
They become husband and wife.
他们就结为夫妻。
Now you think about that.
你想一想。
Yeah, your people is my people.
你的名就是我的名。
And thank God for that.
感谢神。
And brothers, there are so many things we need to overcome.
弟兄姊妹，有多少的事我们要胜过
？And that's our testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
You know, that's our testimony.
你知道，这是我们的见证。
Yeah, we may meet all Chinese.
我们可能都是中国人
but we are not meeting as Chinese.
但是我们不是以中国人来聚集
We are meeting as God's people.
我们是以神的子民来聚集
the called ones.
那是一个被呼召出来的
That's what we meet.
这是我们的见证
And thank God that's our testimony.
这也就是我们的见证
Now there are other stories I can tell how the Lord brought people together.
我有其他 的故事其他的事情可以告诉你神怎样把人带在一起
And quickly, you are God, my God
你的神就是我的神
Now, you know, for Ruth to say you are God, my God is the hardest thing to do
你知道对路德来说你的神就是我的神这是很难讲的话
Because to deny your own religion, your faith, your God and to embrace another God, another religion that is something
你要否认你自己的信仰自己所信的神然后去信靠别人的神这别人的信仰这是很难做的事
Unless you discover the true God then you're willing to give up the false God
除非你找到那一位真神，你才会放弃你所过去拜的假神。
So, Pastor, we know now, right now, there are many Muslims in Jericho now turning to the Lord Jesus.
你知道，就在今天，有许多回教徒，他们就归向神。
And they are under real threat by the fundamental Muslims.
他们受着那一个基要派的回教的逼迫。
And because of their true experience of the Lord Jesus,
因着他们在主耶稣基督里面那真实的经历。
And when they were threatened by the fundamentalists, they stood up and stood for the Lord's testimony.
但他们受到那回教基要派的人的迫害的时候，他们为着主站立做见证。
Particularly the seven of the sisters.
特别是那些姊
妹们。I was told through email that they stood up and they stood up to some of the men in the Muslim society.
我收到一些电子邮件，讲到那一些姊妹特别向着回教徒的男士在那里坚持的站立。
And that kind of a speak up to men in the Muslim community is almost unheard of.
这样在回教的那个环境的里面，一个女士向着男人讲话，这个是不可想象的事。
But they took note of their true transformation.
但是他因着他们真实的这样的改变。
And they let their meeting go on.
让他们的聚会能够这样继续。
So for the last year or so, 200 or more Muslims came to know the Lord Jesus.
所以在过去的一年，有200多位的回教徒归向神。
And thank God.
感谢神。
Muslims are discovering our God is indeed a true and living God.
回教徒他们也发现我们所信靠的神是那真神。
And when they discover what is real, true and living, they easily go that which is false and not true and not real.
所以当他们发现那真神永生神的时候，他们才会放弃他们那假神。
And quickly, where you die, I die.
你死在哪里，我也在哪里死。
Okay, where you die, I die.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
Okay, now when you come to the end of the book, did Ruth die?
你当路德进最后的时候，你看路德有没有死。
Now, bosses, death is not our end, life is our end.
弟兄姊妹，死亡不是我们的结局，生命才是我们的。
We die to ourselves, then we find true life.
当我们向着自己死，我们才得到真生命。
Ruth died to herself, in the end she found Boaz.
路德向着自己而死了，最后他找到波阿斯。
And of course, then where you bury, I'll bury.
你葬在哪里，我也葬在哪里。
And Lord, do so to me and more also.
不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
Now, Pastor, just briefly, share what Ruth went through.
弟兄姊妹，我是很简略的讲到路德所经历的。
And what she did is by preparation for that final union with Boaz.
她所做的。乃是预备那最后与波阿斯的联合。
Now, if we, in the end, we desire to be one with the Lord Jesus, union with Him in life.
如果我们渴望在那一天，在与主有这样生命的连结，
What Ruth went through, we must also need to go through.
路德所经历的，我们也必须经历。
We must cut off the past.
我们要把过去的历史都要切掉。
Then we can follow.
然后我们来跟随主。
Unless we hold on to the plow and look forward, then we are not qualified to be his disciples.
除非我们扶着犁头往前看，我们就不配做主的门徒。
Because the Lord said, if we hold onto the plow and look back, we'll never be worthy of His disciple.
因为主说，扶着犁头向后看的人，不配做我的门徒。
But we must also determine for him to take us in his way.
但是我们也应当定义要让他带我们上、走上他的道路。
Where you go, I go.
你去哪里，你往哪里去，我就往哪里去。
Where you lodge, I lodge.
你在哪里住宿，我就在哪里住宿。
Where your people are my people.
你的、名就是我的名。
Where your God is my God.
你的神就是我的神。
But where you die, I die.
你死在哪里，我也死在哪里。
But we don't die.
我们 不会死。
God's end is not death. God's end is life forevermore.
神的结局不是死亡，神的结局乃是永远的生命。
Now I just want to end with one thought.
我最后愿意再讲到一点。
Would you turn me to Ruth chapter 3?
我们打开路德记第三章。
All after all that had taken place.
当这些事情都发生之后。
Okay, and this is what we find in this particular verse.
然后我们就找到这一节的这一节的圣经。
And we discover the Lord's heart for us individually and for us corporately.
我们就看到主的心向着我们个人，向着我们整体是怎样的。
Verse 18,
就十八节
Chapter 3,
三章十八节
Then she said, Sit still, my daughter, until you know how the matter will turn out. For the man will not rest until he has concluded the matter this day.
他女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就。因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，The Lord is far more interested in getting His work done in us than we are willing to let Him do what is necessary in us.
我们的主更愿意在我们的身上成就他的功。比我们愿意让他在我们的身上动工。
He is far more eager to get it done than we are.
他更渴望能够把这件事情做成，他比我们还要还要着急。
So Naomi, as though the Holy Spirit, you say that man will not rest until this matter is settled today.
所以拿俄米像圣灵一样就提醒说，这人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
That's right. Just like our young brother and sister get married today.
就好像我们年轻的弟兄姊妹今天成婚
，They couldn't wait until this day is here.
他们好像不等待不了到今天。
Wow, you know, and the Lord just could not wait until that day is here.
我们的主也是，他不能等待到那一天。
He said he cannot wait until it's done.
他若不办成这事，他就不休息。
And so, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，How about us?
我们怎样
？Are we eager?
我们有没有这样的一个渴慕
？Or we still want to linger？
或者我们还想单言
？But the Lord is most eager。
但是我们的主更迫切。
But if we put our trust totally to Him，
但是如果我们完全的信靠他
，He will surely quickly get it done。
他就必然快快的成就。
Thank God for that。
感谢神。
And the end is union with Him in life。
来。最终就是在生命中与他连接
And that is unto him.
这是归向他
And out of the union God produced the king after his own heart.
也在这一个结合的里面神就按着他的心意得着一个王
So when that union takes place
当这个联合成就的时候
Brothers and sisters God ushers in a new era
神就引进了一个新的时期。
We have David in view, God's king.
我们就看到大卫这个神的王。
So, pastors, this is very instructive.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们有很有教导性。
We need to get him, let him to get through to us.
我们要让他做工在我们的身上。
But for him to get through to us, first he has to do a lot of work first in us.
让他能够在我们的身上做透这个工，我们要让他在我们的里面先动工。
And first,
首先
，His work is to help us to have the decisive decision.
他先要帮助我们有这样的一个确定
that will not allow anyone to talk us back from following him.
不要让任何人叫我们不跟随他
And when we are called,
当我们蒙召的时候
when we see who he is,
我们当看到他是谁的时候
then it is easy to let go.
我们就容易这样放下
If we don't see who he is,
如果我们没有看到他是谁
is so easy to hold on to the past.
就叫我们向着过去这样的抓住不放
So may the Lord help us.
愿意主帮助我们
to reveal Christ to us.
让把基督启示给我们
and reveal the longing of his heart.
也叫他心中的渴慕启示在我们的里面
And Naomi's, he will not rest until that thing is settled today.
他若不办成这事，他必不休息。
And but the Lord is waiting for that day.
主在等候那一个日子。
May the Lord help us.
愿意主帮助我们。
So it's all from Him.
这都是本于他。
And it must be through Him.
也要依靠他。
For Him to get through to us.
让他能够在我们的身上做这个工。
First, there has to be the undoing.
先要有拆毁的工
and there will be the doing.
然后他就有建造的工
The undoing is it no going back.
那一个拆毁就叫我们不回头
And the doing is to follow him all the way.
那一个建造就叫我们跟随他直到末了
And the end is glory.
那最终就是荣耀
So may the Lord help us.
弟兄姊妹愿意主帮助我们
In these last days, the Lord give us a pure heart, a pure love for him and him alone.
在这末世的时候，让主给我们有一个单纯清洁的心，向着他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you again for this evening.
主，我们再一次为这晚上感谢你。
Because your gifts and your calling are irrevocable.
因为你的恩赐和呼召是没有后悔的。
Once you gain us for yourself,
当你一次来得着我们
you will surely finish the work.
你必成就这工
We thank you are faithful to yourself.
我们感谢你，你是这样的信实
But we do pray.
但我们求你
Along the way,
在这路上
you give us the strength, the courage.
也给我们力量，给我们胆量。
To say no to all that is not of you.
那一切不出于你的，我们都拒绝。
Give us the courage to say no.
给我们有胆量这样的拒绝。
And give us the courage to say yes to all that is of you.
也有这样的一个胆量，向着一切出于你的都说是。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We praise you.
我们赞美你。
What we cannot do, you can do.
我们所不能的，你能够做成。
So therefore, in the end, is all your glory.
在最终都是你的荣耀。
We give praise, give thanks to your name.
我们感谢赞美你的名。
In your name we pray.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.